talking about this morning? In due time. Praise God. I love that about God, about His Word, because guess what? In due time. When's it going to happen? It's going to happen in due time. When did He come? In due time. He did not come 1 second early. He didn't come 1 second late. At the perfect day, at the perfect time, He was sent by God. The Savior of the world came and became man. Amen? God, the Godhead Trinity, manifested Himself in the likeness of sinful flesh. Glory to God. Amen. He came to experience sin just like we all experience it, and yet without sin. To be tempted in every way just like a man, but never to give way to the lust of the flesh.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. In due time He came.
Yeah.
Tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1, and we all know this, to everything is a season. Amen. And every time to every purpose under heaven. There is a time for it all. There's a time that we're living in. There's a time that we're looking forward to.
Amen.
There's a truth that never fails regardless of the time.
Amen.
Jesus, this time that we have Christ gathering. All right? That's what Christmas means. It's the Messiah gathering. All right? It's the Godhead Trinity coming and exposing to us the goodness, the love, the grace, the power, the majesty of the Most High God.
Yes.
Amen. And it was a celebration on the day that He came. In fact, the angels came and proclaimed His birth. They said, peace, goodwill toward men.
Amen.
But after that, it really hasn't been very peaceful. Amen. He was born in tumultuous time. Oh, how do you say that word?
Tumultuous.
Tough times. He was born in tough times. King Herod was on the throne, and he was wicked.
Yes.
He was worse than Clinton and Obama's and all those folks put together. He was wicked. We have one coming that is worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
In due time, that time's going to come to an end.
Yeah.
You know, we've been going through over the, I think, do you call it eschatology?
Mm-hmm.
The study of the end times?
Yeah.
Doing that on Sunday morning. This morning, we started to unveil the harpazo, catching the way. We're looking at that time. And as I was teaching that and going through it, it was lining on my mind that this is only 7 years. All right? And the time of from the beginning to the end, to the millennial reign, is only 7 years. Who, if you have to, do you think you can make it?
I can.
Amen. I'm with you, sister. I can.
I'm determined.
If I have to, if God is calling me to last from the beginning to the end, I have already set in my mind, I have a seal of the Holy Ghost on me. I have a strong desire not just to start the race, but to finish it well.
Amen.
And if by God's grace we get out before any of it happens, glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I want to be prepared not to just to start, not just to run, but to finish the race.
Yes.
Those who endure to the end shall be saved. Amen. So I'm getting ready. Boy, I got on my running shoes. I'm trying to get in shape with the Holy Spirit, studying the Word of God. We are not going to be deceived. We're going to be prepared. Because in due time, Jesus is coming again.
Amen.
In due time, there's a day. There's a millennial reign of God that's coming to the earth. Praise God, I'm happy. I am so happy. Man, the worst that the enemy can do is only 7 years. Dude, it's only 7 years. Big deal. I'll do 7 years standing on my head. Right? I think about where I was 7 years ago. It took like a millisecond 7 years ago till today. Amen? Think about the last 7 years, how fast that went.
Right?
Or is it just me because I'm old? Right? I mean, it happened quick, 7 years. So even if we are in this time right now, if everything that we're seeing, if it is indeed the beginning of the 7 years of the tribulation, praise God, it's only 7 years. And then there's a King of Kings, there's a Lord of Lords, there's the living Word is going to come, and He's going to rule right here on this planet. I can't wait. Come on. What's that? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
Our times are in God's name.
Amen. That's the truth, sister. There is a purpose. Amen. Right. We can see God's hand. I see God's hand moving through history, moving through the past and pointing us toward the future. I can realize the purpose, the folding and the unfolding of God's design. This is a designed time. This virus, this thing that's happening, these masks, this fear that's going across the world, this is designed. And it's to prepare a people. It's to prepare courage. Amen. It's to make a dividing line between those who trust and those who don't. Amen. Praise God. Praise God for this time. You were born to live in this time.
Yes.
And it is a happy, jubilant time if you have your eyes focused on the kingdom.
That's right.
Amen? Now, if we're only focusing on what we see right now, who's going to be the president? Who cares? Right? I cannot care anymore.
Amen.
Last couple of months, I'll be honest with you, with the election and the virus and all that, I have been flushed down the toilet bowl of life. Man, I really have been. I've been living in the sewer. Right? There's just so much garbage around me. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Right? Well, it's time, people, it's time to get out of the garbage, man.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the sewer. Let's walk in the day. Let's walk in the light. Let's walk in the hope of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen?
Amen? We got so much more to look forward to than what we got to worry about today.
There is
good news coming. There's good news coming. Jesus is alive and well. And in due time, he's coming. In due time, he's saving us. He's making a difference. Light will be exposed to the darkness, and the darkness will flee.
Thanks.
Praise God.
Amen.
And I'm happy about that. I'm excited about that.
Amen.
I am looking forward to that. And if I got to lose a little bit of skin here to get there, then skin me down to the bone.
Amen.
Because nothing on this planet is worth to compare to the glory that's to come. Amen. So I'm looking to the next page. Man, I'm looking to the next page. I am so tired this whole year. I guess I got to back up a little bit to get us started, to get going in the right direction. Last year, about this time, God truly impressed on my heart, before the virus ever came, to start teaching about the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And I said, well, there's enough parables and stuff that Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like unto. I can preach for a year on that. I thought I could. And I managed. I mean, I pretty much stayed on that theme all year long. And praise God. And in the middle of that, you know, the corona came. Rona. The Rona came, right? And it threw everybody into a tinsy, and churches closed, and people got locked up in their houses, and they put on masks, and they decided to live in fear. But we decided to walk by faith and believe in the one true God. Amen?
Amen.
Let the world do what they're going to do. I do not care about this world. Amen. I do not love this world. I love the world that's going to come. I love the promise of Jesus coming and ruling and reigning on this earth. I am sore excited. Can you tell? Amen. Can you tell? I'm just not a little happy. I am like abundantly joyful.
Praise the Lord. Praise
about the times we're coming into.
Yes.
It is such a fulfillment of the good news.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It is good news. And God always does things in time, right?
Amen.
In due time, things happen. In Genesis, in due time, he created us, right? And he placed us in paradise, right? And then we sinned against him.
Yes.
But guess what God did? He covered us.
Yes.
He covered us. Right?
Blessed.
And in due time, he brought us out of bondage in the Exodus. We were supposed to obey him, right? In the Exodus account at the foot of Mount Sinai, where the people said, oh, well, actually, what happened is at the foot of Mount Sinai, and there were thunders and lightnings, and the mountain was quaking, the voice of God was being heard by everybody. And they were sore afraid. And they said, Moses, they said, Moses, will you go and intercede for us? Just don't have God talk to us personally. And whatever God says, we will do. Before the stones were cut and brought all the way down to the mountain's bottom, they had already broken.
Yeah.
Right? They broke the laws of God because they said they would do it, They were not able to do it because of the lust of their flesh. Amen. And in due time, he sent the prophets. In due time, he sent the kings. In due time, he gave us hope, even in the darkest of situations that we were living in. In due time, Jesus came. God came in the flesh.
Amen.
Amen. There's a due time. He's coming back.
That's
Amen.
Right.
There's a time already set in history. There's a time, and the cogs of the wheels are turning, baby. And it's going to happen. One of these days, the clock's going to strike,
Amen.
And Jesus is going to come again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Good news. Good news. And I'm telling you, I can bear whatever happens. Because even in the darkest 7 years in history, because Jesus said there'll be no tribulation like the tribulation you're going to face ever before, but it's only 7 years long. Whoo, praise God. You know, we can make it. We can make it. We can say it after, I can make it.
I can make it.
Say it like you mean it. Do you believe you can make it?
I can make it.
You can make it. You can make it. Amen. And if you get out before it starts, glory to God. If you get out halfway in the middle of it, glory to God. If you're waiting and it's all the way till the end of it, guess what? Glory to God. It's only 7 years. It's only 7 years. I think we can do it. I believe we can do it. I believe we can make it. I believe that through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the direction of the Spirit of God, through the written Word of God, to know that there is a hope that we're looking forward to, that there's a due time coming, and Jesus is going to rule and reign on this earth.
Amen.
Oh, for this next year, I told you, I was told last year to preach about the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This next year, I'm going to be teaching about the millennial reign of Christ.
Amen.
Man, this is so good. I kind of cracked the book open a little bit and I looked into it. Oh, it is so good. Do you know that there are 1,852 prophecies about the millennial reign of Christ in the Bible? Nearly 2,000 prophecies about the millennial reign. There's only 350 about Christ coming the first time and fulfilling what he did, right? There only 300, right? There's over nearly 2,000 about the new kingdom.
Bless.
People, it's going to be good.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, it's going to be good.
Yeah.
If you're not in Christ, there's a chance even for those to come in the millennial reign of Christ when the glory of God is ruling on in Jerusalem. When the temple, the temple that is talked about in Ezekiel, that temple, when that temple is built and the glory of God is filling every corridor. Man, when the Gentile world stands in line to be taught by Jesus personally, wouldn't it be good not to listen to me no more? When we, amen, he says amen. When we come and we sit at the feet of the Most High God,
amen,
and he tells you the secrets, he unfolds his word before you. He illuminates the love, the power, and the majesty, and the whole story. Amen? I want the whole story. As Paul Harvey would say, it's the rest of the story, right? There's the rest of the story. And as we look into this, in due time, there's a millennial reign of Christ coming. Amen? In due time, it's going to happen. And as sure as the first event came this Christmas, the next time that Christ comes, he will no longer be the Lamb of God. You know that? He's going to be the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's going to deal with every sin, every man's heart, individually, one by one. And we are all humankind that's left on the earth after the 7 years, after I think one quarter of the earth population is thinned out. That'll help all the liberals. You know?
Yeah. We got to kill more people because there's not enough room on the earth.
Well, that's okay. God's going to take care of that. All right? Don't worry about that. Don't worry about what the liberals or the Democrats or the Republicans have to say. God says, I'm going to take care of the overpopulation
Amen.
Stuff. I'm going to snuff you out like an old cigar. You know, it's okay. It's all right. Because God's in charge. Amen?
Amen.
And it's good news. And it tells us in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse 2, and simply says this, it shall come to pass, amen, in the last days. When's it going to come? In the last day. What's going to happen? It'll pass. It's going to come. This will happen. It's going to come to pass in the last days. that the mountain of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above all the hills, and all the nations shall flow into it. Praise God!
Amen.
Man, that if nothing else, if we don't talk no other scripture today, that ought to have your heart jumping and pounding and the excitement of the power of God flowing through you, because there's coming a day, it shall come to pass, that the mountain, the kingdom, the authority of God is coming and to be established right here.
Thank God.
Amen. Thank God. And for 1,000 years, for 1,000 years, there's going to be some things happening. If you're already in Isaiah, flip over to chapter 11. Isaiah, I should have had it marked in my Bible, but I didn't. That way I get to flow with you. I love the sound of paper turning.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that such a wonderful sound? I mean, don't get me wrong. It's good to hear your cell phone flip. You can't hear it. Amen. There you go. Actually, wait. There's someone in here with a really, really big Bible.
Oh, Nancy.
Jim.
Nancy,
show her your Bible. Look at that. Great. Hey, I know. Yeah.
There we go. Some people can actually Bibles.
I'm not picking at you. I don't care. As long as you have the Word of God, it's a good Word of God. Amen. And chapter 11.
And I love the heaven.
And we can start in verse 1, but we're going to read through verse 11 here. And there, listen to this. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Amen. This is a picture of Jesus coming. Jesus is that branch that comes out of the root of Jesse. Jesse, the beginning of Israel. Jesse, the one, the promise was brought through him, and Christ came. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Praise God. This Jesus came and he had all of these characteristics. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, this is about the first advent, but it's even better with the second one. Amen. How much counsel is he going to have? All. How much wisdom is he going to have? All. How much is he going to have in understanding? All. All of it. Praise God. I'm so excited about these days. And it shall make him of quick understanding and the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness. How's he going to reign? With righteousness. Won't it be so good when the judge of all judges judges us righteously?
Amen.
Unless you ain't righteous. Okay. Now, if you are righteous, this is great news. If you're born again, this is great news. If you ain't, this really is bad. So get right today, because there's coming a day. In due time, Jesus is coming again, all right? And with righteousness, he shall judge the poor and reprove with equity, for the meek, for the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. All right? So if you're wicked, this ain't a good day for you. But if you're poor and broken, contrite of spirit, if you're humble, if you're looking for the Lord, this is really, really good news. Because there is a righteous judge coming. It is the branch out of this root of Jesse that's coming. There is Christ alone, God, manifested in flesh. And he will be physically on this earth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. For 1,000 years. That is such a good news. And verse 5, righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And the wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion shall, and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. Catch this out. Think about this in a minute. All right? If today, right now, you were to take a wolf and put it beside a little lamb, not going to be much peace there. That wolf is going to have him lamb chops for dinner. Right? That's just the way that things are going to go. But in this time when Jesus is ruling for 1,000 years, a lamb, a little baby lamb, is going to cuddle up with a wolf. Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? Not me. You know why? Because I got Christ Jesus. Amen? All right? And he says, and the leopard shall lay down with the kid. A leopard, right? They go out and they in the jungles right now. Anybody watch National Geographic? Right? Or I think it's NOVA now, isn't it? It used to be National Geographic and Jacques Cousteau. I used to watch both of those. And anyhow, they'd have in the safari, there'd be the lion come out or the jaguar, and they'd come and chase down these little bitty gazelles and rip their little throats out, right? Oh, no, it's tasty. But anyhow, that's because of the fall of man, because of the fall of nature, it has been that way. In the beginning, it wasn't that way. In the beginning, there was no death until sin entered in. And when sin entered in, all of creation started killing one another.
Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. And it used to not be that way. So God's going to make it the way that it was. A calf and a young lion. And they're going to be so gentle that a wee little child, a little three-year-old baby, is going to grab a lion by the beard and lead him around. Isn't that cool? Who wants some of that? Amen? Amen? No longer will we have riots in the street. No longer will I be breaking your window because I don't like the political realm. Because Jesus is going to judge with righteousness.
Amen.
And all that foolishness, quick as it rises its head, he says that he will judge the wicked with a sword of his. He will slay the wicked. All right? The death penalty will be alive and well.
Mm-hmm.
You break the law of God, you die.
Mm-hmm.
Think of how quick that would change someone who wants to break the law.
Yeah.
All right, ooh, I want to go rob the bank. Well, no, you don't, because you're going to die. Mm-hmm. Or there probably won't be banks in that day, but anyhow, I want to do something evil to my neighbor. Right? Whatever that evil is. I want to covet what they have. God says, I'll kill you. Go ahead, make my day. You know, and just that quick. Praise God. The wicked will be vanquished off of the earth. We were looking at today at the Harpazo, at the catching away, and the things that are going to happen or are happening. Jesus said it would be like it was in the days of Noah and in the days of Lot and Luke, I think it was 17. He was talking about that piece of scripture right there. And so we looked back. I like it in Bible study because we'll go back and we'll look at it. Well, I tell you what. In the days of Noah, was kind of like in the days of today.
Yes, sir.
Man's heart was continually on evil.
Right.
Right? There were Nephilim, and there were things happening in the supernatural realms. They were messing with the genome of the people. Right? And we're watching that happen right now. Jesus said, when it's like that, I'm coming back.
Amen.
And you think about it. How many things do you see on the news or in the newspaper on any kind of media right now that's not evil?
Right.
Even Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. None of y'all really believe in the fat guy, right? Okay, so I don't want to burst anybody parents' bubble, but the fat guy is not real. No, there are fat people, but he don't fly no sleigh. Yeah, my sister.
And there's no flying reindeer.
Amen. There ain't no flying reindeer. There's some frying reindeers because I put them on the grill. Right? Frying reindeer. And you see, that isn't real. And we're worshiping an idol made of man. Commerce. There is no Santa Claus.
Amen.
Right? He's not real.
Think about it. Right now, everyone's not getting their packages through UPS and all of that.
Yeah, they are.
That's all that
they're on delay like 4 weeks.
Oh. Anyhow, but that's... Okay, my sister, I got to get to the sermon. Keep on. Go ahead, love. Yeah, what you have to say is important to me.
I was just saying, and plus, there was a St. Nicholas, but he would just give...
Yeah.
And they just kept changing the name, making it so that I kept being famous, and then I changed to Santa Claus.
Right. And actually, I think it was in the 1930s where the big fat Saint Nick thing became popular in America because of some guy on drugs right here in New York wrote a story.
Yeah.
And put it in a newspaper. All right, that's where our Saint Nick, our Santa Claus came from. It was from a drug user. All right, anyhow. Back to the scripture, because there's good news. Amen. There's good news. There's a millennial reign of Christ. There's a time that Jesus is going to come and he's going to sit down right in Jerusalem and all the nations are going to want to come to him.
Amen.
And the holiness people are going to want to come to them. The ones who are right in God are going to want to come.
Amen.
And anybody who doesn't, the wicked, are going to be slain.
Right.
That, people, sounds harsh, but it's really good news.
Amen.
I think about this. When the child molester comes after your kid and God kills him first. Amen. Because sin's still on the earth. It doesn't get done. That's the last thing that's done away with is sin and death. Right? So during the millennial reign, there'll still be sin, but there'll be a very severe consequence to that sin. The wicked God will slay. Right? He's going to do away with them. So the righteous... Sorry, I'm not going to go there. All right? Because I think that was more my flesh that ran across my mind than the Spirit of God. And when you're walking with the Lord for a little while, he kind of gives you that. Because I would have went down a tantrum. And that's not what we're here to do. Praise God. So God stopped my mouth in the middle of my thought. So now I got to get back to what he wants to say.
At least you're honest.
I tell you, I am transparent, ain't I? You know? And so anyhow, by the grace of God. And verse 10 it says, and in that day there shall be the root of Jesse, which shall stand and a sign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and the rest, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand against the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Amen. He's going to do it again. And he'll do it again. Right? God is going, and he's going to set out for the remnant of his people, those who trust him. He's going to call them to himself. Amen. And the remnant of his people, which be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Phet, wherever, from Cush, from all these other places, he's going to bring them.
Yeah.
Folks, to me, that's good news.
Amen.
To me, that's good news. That's good news that God is coming, that he's setting up a rule of righteousness, that he's going to rule in Jerusalem, that he's going to call the right, and he's going to take care of the wicked.
Amen.
To me, that is very, very exciting because
Amen.
I know the God who saved me. I have a place at the table with the Most High God. I am part of his body.
Amen.
Question is, are you? Amen. You tell me, are you?
Amen.
Amen. Now, are you good? Now,
I'm part of it, Father. I'm a big millennial, too.
That doesn't sound very exciting to me. If you tell somebody about the millennial reign of Christ and you're going to be there, that's how you're going to...
I'm so excited.
Okay, let's do that again. Are you going to be in the millennial with Christ?
Yes.
Amen! All right. Now, I just want you to get a little excited about
Amen.
This, okay?
Amen.
Because it is good news. It is very, very good news
yes.
that God is coming and he's going to set up this millennial reign. Amen?
Amen.
And verses 6 through 9, we're going to look at that one more time. All right? Because the type of peace that he's going to bring back to the earth, the type of peace where true unity in the nature of things will
yes.
come. Isn't that good?
Yes.
Isn't that good? I was never born in this time, so I really have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. I cannot imagine what it's going to be like. But I am so looking forward to that time where sin is really going to be dealt with. Seriously, he's not going to be pulling punches or playing jokes. He's not going to wink at the sin of evilness anymore. He's going to handle it. It's going to be taken care of. And God's going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. There is coming a day. There's a due time. And those who are the overcomers, all right, you're going to have a part of it. You will rule and reign with him. All right? If you are an overcomer, if you are preparing right now today to be one with Jesus Christ, if you are really and truly converted, I'm not talking about just saying you're a sinner and you're sorry for it. Converted.
Amen.
All right? You need that metamorphosis. You need that changing. You need to be, the fruit of the Spirit ought to be coming out of you all the time.
Amen.
You are the leaves of the healing of our day.
Yeah.
Right? Because you know in the kingdom that's going to come from heaven, that there are going to be trees, and on those trees are going to be 12 fruits, and it will be for the healing of the nations. Guess what you are? Fruit. All right? Today, in this time, your call as a Christian is to be for the healing of the nation.
Amen.
The healing of your neighbor. The healing of your enemies. The Amen. Love of those who are unlovely.
Amen.
That is our call.
Amen.
The edification of the body of Christ. That's our call.
Amen.
To build one another up.
That's right.
And being prepared for the kingdom to come.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. We're the light of the world.
We should be. You're right. Oh, I wish, sister, I wish that the church really and truly today was the light of the world. Now, the real church is.
I know. Yeah.
But there are so many plastic Christians.
I know.
There are so many folks who say that they're in Christ and are not in Christ. There are so many people that have scripture but no joy.
Right, right.
And listen, God does not care how much of the Bible you memorize.
No.
He cares how much of the Bible you live in. He cares about his righteousness reigning and ruling in your heart, in your
Amen.
Lives. He cares about the fruit that comes out of you, that compassion, that love, that caring. That's what he's concerned about.
Amen.
Listen, he doesn't need you. When you stand before God, you say, well, I went to Awana and I memorized 350 scriptures a year. Big deal. Who cares? You didn't live one of those scriptures out.
Right, right, right.
You know? In school, I used to do plays and stuff like that, right? I memorized a lot of things from Porgy and Bess, right? Yeah, I love that. Guys and Dolls, I memorized a lot of songs. Big deal! Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping across the plains, right? Who cares?
Yeah.
You can memorize this whole book. If you don't apply it, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Because it's not a head knowledge, it's an obedience to what it says.
Amen.
You'll be judged on your obedience, not out of your knowledge.
That's right.
You say that there's one God, you've done good. You've done well. Yay for you. Good. Give yourself a pat on the back. The demons also believe that there's one God, and they fear and tremble. The problem with the church, we say that we believe in one God, but we ain't fearing. We ain't trembling. We've come underneath this doctrine that God is our friend. Now, don't get me wrong. He is a friend who follow his commandments. Amen. Because that's what Jesus is. You are my friends if you do whatsoever
Amen.
I tell you. That do, that two-letter word there, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, that do is very important.
Amen.
It's not about knowing it. It's about doing it. Now, I'm not saying that your doing makes you saved. That doing proves you are saved.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
Your salvation comes from accepting the sacrifice that Jesus put on the cross for you. And resting underneath his blood. Resting. Let him be the Lord of your life. In other words, he tells you to go and you say, gone.
Amen.
Right? Yes. Before he gets out of his mouth, you're already in the process of doing it.
Yeah.
Right? That's the difference.
Bless God. That's right.
2 Timothy 2:11 says this, it is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall reign with him. But if we deny him, he will deny us.
Amen.
Look at what Paul was talking to Timothy to the church that Timothy was going to be doing in verse 11 of chapter 2 of 2 Timothy. All right? It is a faithful saying. What's that mean? This is true.
True.
You can plant your garden right here. It will bear fruit.
Yes.
This is good for you. It's a faithful saying. For if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. Let me ask you, have you died to yourself to live for Christ?
That's the thing.
That, amen. Ain't it, sister? That's the
whole thing.
That's the whole thing. That's the truth and nothing but the truth. We've got to learn how to die.
Amen.
I've got to learn how to die to myself.
Amen.
And it's Christ that lives within
Amen.
Me. Right? It's not I that live. It's Christ that lives within me. And it needs to be his way, his will, his righteousness that we're seeking, that we're applying in our life
yes.
every day.
Every day.
Every day with you, Lord. It's sweeter than the day before. Right? And are we living that? Are we believing that? Are we holding on to that? Is that evidence in our life? Because that's how we're going to be judged.
That's right.
That's how God's going to lay it out. It's not only that you confessed, it's that did you live with it? Did you love? Did we love the way that Christ told us to love?
Amen.
Recklessly. Mm-hmm. You know, God told us to love recklessly. And that's a hard thing to do. It really is. That means I've got to pour out all of me that I may gain him.
Amen.
I've got to be emptied out of my selfishness, my righteousness, anything that starts with my has to die.
Amen.
It has to die. It has to be crucified with Christ that he might live within me.
Amen.
Because there's coming a day, if I die with him, I'm going to rule with him. Amen. If I die, if I crucify my flesh daily, I will rule with him. And in this millennial reign of Christ, I'm going to have a job to do.
Amen.
Amen. I don't really understand all that. I cannot say that I do. I have to live it by faith.
That's right.
All right? I may not have 2 dimes in my pocket today. That's okay. There's coming a day when Jesus rules and reigns on this earth. I will be ruling and reigning with him on this earth.
Amen.
Amen? And I may not have nothing today. That's okay. There's coming a day in due time. In due time, he will bring us to where we need to be. He will give us what we need to have. In due time,
Amen.
We will know him as we are known of him. If we suffer, we will reign with him. And listen, to die to yourself is a hard thing to do. You know, my flesh rears its ugly head every minute of every day. I always want what I want. And God says, if you want what you want, you go after what you want, and it's not what I have for you, you're bringing unto yourself death and condemnation.
Amen.
See, it's not my will that matters. It's not my wants that matters. It's what God's will is, what God's wants is. What he has for
Amen.
Us is the paramount thing, the most important.
Blessing.
We can't be caught up in the despair of 2020. 2021, 2022. Listen, folks, I got news for you. It ain't getting better next year.
No.
Okay? Biden is not the answer, nor was Trump the answer, nor was the next world leader to come up. They are not the answer. Our joy comes in the morning with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We got to have that hope in him. And damn, excuse my language, but doggone the rest of it. Really and truly, let it allow it to be damned in our thought.
Amen.
Right? Allow it to be cursed in our life.
Amen.
If we live one moment for this world, if we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us.
Jesus is the answer.
He is the only answer, George. You're absolutely the only answer. This 2020, this despair, who do you know that is in deep despair because of the things that are going on? I know a lot of people that are sucked into the darkness because they don't know the light.
Amen.
As you said, thank you, sister, for this because it just came back to me. We are supposed to be the light in a dark time.
Amen.
Amen? Yes. 2021 is going to be darker and uglier and nastier than 2020 was. Don't expect it to be getting better. It's going to wax worse and worse until the millennial reign. All right? It ain't getting better. So we need to be more polished in the Word of God.
That's right.
We need to be reflecting the love of God in our lives so brightly that the darkness has to run away.
Amen.
We are to be encouragers. We're to be bodybuilders, lifting each other up, holding on to the promises of the kingdom to come.
Amen.
Because this world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Everything in this world, there is nothing good on this planet. All right? There ain't nothing worth having here except my relation with Jesus Christ. And my best hope for that relationship is to shine his light, his
Amen.
Love, his compassion, his mercy to everyone.
Amen.
And don't expect them to like you for it.
Amen.
The world will hate you because you love Christ. The close, brothers, sisters, this is why we forsake not the assembly.
Amen.
This is why we don't do church on Facebook.
Right.
This is why we are the body together, right? Together in unity. in love, one spirit, one Lord, one confession,
amen.
One faith, one God, one hope. Amen? That's who we are supposed to be.
Yes, yes. Praise the Lord.
Beware. Because the days.
Yep.
Beware of the days. But don't be fearful of the days. No. Right? Because we have a king that's coming. Amen.
That's
and like I said at the beginning, the worst they can do is 7 years. Right? The worst they can do is 7 years. And the worst they can do in that 7 years is send me home early.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the worst they can do. Because I am secure in the Father through
Amen.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I am secure because of the cross of Jesus
yes.
Christ. I am secure because of the knowledge of the
yes.
Most High dwelleth within me. I am secure because the throne of my heart belongs to the King of
Amen.
Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
You are secure if you have that same belief.
Amen.
You are secure if you have that same faith. You, no man, no angel will take you out of the hand of the King of Kings.
Amen.
Nobody can do it.
No.
You got to hold on fiercely to your faith.
Right.
Because the days are wicked.
Right.
And they ain't getting better.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You'll hear a lot, like it was in Jeremiah's day. You're going to hear a lot of folks saying, well, it's just going to get gutter and gutter. There's going to be a revival in the last days. It's just going to pizzazz and everything. It's going to be a great revival. No, it's not. Read your Bible.
Amen.
There is no revival in the last day. All right? There isn't. There's a gleaning. There's a taking the wheat out of the tares out of the wheat. There's a separating of the goats and the sheep. There's a division here. The ones who really believe and trust in God and are willing to endure until the end.
Amen.
And then there's those who aren't.
Amen.
And people, it ain't going to be pretty during the time. Oh, but in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sorrow during the night, but in the morning.
There you go, sister. There's sorrow in the night, but there is joy
in the morning.
In the morning. There's joy in the morning.
Right.
I got all year to preach this, right?
No, the year's running out.
Next year. All right, I started early. So there's a lot more to be said on the subject. Amen?
Amen.
There's a lot more. Psalm 30, verse 5 just says this. This is where I'm going to close. We've already talked about it a couple times. For his anger endureth but for a moment.
Amen.
Amen. His anger endureth but for a moment. And his favor is life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to have life? And that more abundant? You need to be in the favor of God.
Amen.
All right? You need to be there. Weeping may endure for a night. Amen. There we are, right there, sister. But joy cometh in the morning. Joy cometh in the morning.
That's the pattern.
That,
you
amen.
Got day, you got night. You got
yep.
day,
you got night. Amen. And folks, there is good news.
Amen.
There is good news.
Amen.
In this time of darkness that we're coming to, and I'm not talking about what Biden said, that there's a dark winter coming.
Yeah.
No, there is an overshadowing of the judgment of God that's coming on this world because we as a people group have sinned against the Most High God. We as a people group have left his commandments. We as a people group have left his statutes. And because God is just and he said he would do this, he's going to do it.
That's right.
But those who will endure, those who have faith, those who are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, those who hold on to the hem of his garment for the healing of their sin,
Amen.
There is hope.
Amen.
There is hope because there's a day star rising. Amen.
That's
there is
right.
a time coming that Jesus, the God of gods, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, he's coming.
Amen.
Right. He came the first time. He's coming again.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And that time in between here, it's been hard. Right? It's been hard. Let's face it. But it's only for a time.
Yeah.
Remember?
Times are in his hands.
Amen. All and remember, folks, God is outside of our TikTok time.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm not saying that the Facebook TikTok. I'm talking about like a regular clock. Right? He's outside of our time. He's outside of our space. He's outside of our thoughts. Everything we see is like on the inside of a cup. And all of our universe development is in there. But God is on the outside of that. He moves in and out and through our time all the time. And he wants you to know there's a hope.
Yes.
There's a hope in the midst of darkness. There is a joy in the midst of your pain.
Amen.
Amen. There is a God in heaven that loves you.
Bless God.
And if you will ask him to, amen, if you will surrender your will to his will, if you will relax inside of the Most High God, he will have you. Amen. He will have you. And when he has you, the illumination will come that you have been in him since the beginning of the world.
Right.
Amen. He knew you long before you ever knew you would be born.
That's right.
And he loved you way back then. And he's going to love you all the way to the end.
Amen.
So it's never the question, did God love you? The question is do you love him? I am ready. Amen, brother, sisters. We got to get ready. We got to know who we believe in.
Yes.
And we've got to hold on tight.
Amen.
Because this is the tribulation period. It's a 7 year of twists and turns and ups and downs and hard times, good times. There's a lot of stuff that's going to happen. And it's not going to be comfortable.
No.
And if we only focus on the 7 years, you won't find any hope. Or very little hope you will find. But after that, after the darkness passes, after the night is gone, there will be the sun again.
Hallelujah.
The sun is coming.
Yes.
And that is good news.
Yes.
That's good news. I love you, folks.
Amen.
I would say I don't have anything else to say, but I got a lot more to say. Amen. So, because I love you, I'm going to let you. I'm going to grab a loose of you and go home. Dear Father, we thank you. We love you. We praise you, Lord God, for you are good. You're good. Your mercy endureth forever, Father, and we thank you for that mercy. I pray, Father, for the church, Lord, that we would strengthen that which remains, Father, and you would not allow our lamp to be removed.
Amen.
Lord, help us to hold on to the truth that is you. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for those things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We love you guys.